Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.
The Philadelphia Eagles are 2-4-1, but somehow still sitting atop the NFC East. And recently, the team has been playing a little bit better with some help from their 6'8", nearly 350-pound left tackle, Jordan Mailata.
But I just like watching Jordan Mailata play. I just like watching him throw people around. You see, there's an old saying, you can take the man out of rugby. You can't take the rugby out of the man.
Today, The Athletic's Bo Wolf on Mailata's unlikely journey from rugby in Australia to football in Philadelphia and everything he's had to overcome along the way.
It is crazy just to think that not even 3 years ago, he had never put on a helmet. He had never really played football before. 3 years before that, he was in a hospital bed thinking he was never going to play sports again.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Tuesday, October 27th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Bo, when we're watching games, we sometimes forget to pay attention to the offensive linemen. But you wrote about a play against the Ravens recently where Jordan Mailata really put himself into the center of the action. Can you take us through what happened on that play?
Yeah, it was a sort of a typical zone read.
Ball is at the Eagles' 30-yard line.
Carson Wentz is in the shotgun, and he has the decision as to whether to hand the ball off to Miles Sanders or hold the ball and run himself. So that's what he does.
Wentz keeps it on the read option. He'll get out to the 35-yard line. Fumbles the ball. Loose ball. The Ravens have recovered it.
And he fumbles the ball. The ball pops out, and a Ravens defender picks it up, the safety Chuck Clark. And as he starts to run, you know, from out of nowhere comes Jordan Mailata, this 6'8", 345-pound guy, probably even heavier than that. And it is as if he is, you know, taking over all of his training from his youth. He just attacks Chuck Clark, like launches into the air, and in the same motion swings his left arm around and pinpoints, like punches the ball out, and it just shoots into the air, and it ends up landing out of bounds, so the Ravens keep the ball anyway. But to see a left tackle do something so athletic was definitely eye-opening.
Jordan Mailata is a powerhouse in front of the microphone as well.
Used to spend my nights out in the dark.
Where does Mailata's passion for music come from?
So he says it like everything else in his life, sort of comes from his family.
A big family, man. And one of five kids, four boys, one girl. Yeah, we're a tight-knit family. Yeah, and everything that I am, being bubbly and outgoing, I get it from my family.
So he is the child of two Samoan immigrants. They grew up, he was the fourth of five children in a suburb of Sydney called Bankstown. And he says, you know, everybody in Samoan culture is talented in music in some way. And so he is very good on the guitar. And, you know, it's true. Like, he's got a really beautiful voice. You know, he was never, despite how big he would get, he was never sort of the biggest kid growing up. But around grade 7, as he calls it, he starts just shooting up, and it never stops. And this was a very sports-friendly family, but rugby league was their passion. So he's playing rugby league, and all of a sudden, you know, it looks like he's sort of, the Danny Almonte of what's going on in rugby league.
Just all 14-year-olds, and they'd be like, man, this guy needs to check his birth certificate. No way that he's 14. So that was kind of the running joke for 4 or 5 years.
Everybody's asking for his birth certificate. Like, there's no way that this guy can be 14 years old, 15 years old, and this becomes the running joke every time he's playing with his team.
We fast forward a couple of years. He's 17 years old. He's on his rise as a rugby player. There's this scary moment one day at practice. Take us through what happened.
He's playing for, I guess, what amounts to the youth team or the B-level team, the practice squad, sort of, for his local rugby league team in Bankstown. And he just collapses one day. And everybody sort of just chalks it up to, you know, this guy's too big, he's too unfit. And then a couple weeks later, it happens again. And they send him straight to the hospital. And immediately, you know, the doctors are like, we need to get you in for emergency surgery. There's an issue with his heart. And over the course of about a year and a half, he ends up having 2 separate heart surgeries where he has, I guess, a heart ablation. And it's both the upper and lower chamber of his heart. And at that point, the idea of even continuing to play sports, he thought that that was probably over. Once the second surgery was over, the doctors said he was totally fine. He was ready to go, you know, once he was recovered from that. So shortly thereafter, he gets back into playing rugby league. And he's sort of on the rise. But at the same time, he has to work a part-time job. He's doing demolition jobs. So he's starting to get a little bit frustrated. And his agents toss out the idea of, would you be interested in trying a different sport and trying to play in the NFL? His agents send his highlight video to the International Pathway Program for the NFL. And the NFL has this program where every year, about 4 to 6 or 7 players from around the world are given the opportunity to work out for NFL teams.
And they flew me out to LA, and that's when they worked me out. That's when I was a bit skeptical at first because I didn't know the sport. But after my week in LA, that's when I really was so intrigued, and I was like, you know, I think this is what I want to do.
The hurdle from there is he has to convince his family, and his family is not about it at all. And as Jordan describes it, in Samoan culture, what the elders say, go. So it's basically the end of the conversation. And then a couple weeks later, he sort of gets up the gumption to talk to his dad and his mom. And eventually he talks them into it. They let him go. So he flies to America. He goes to where they have this setup at the IMG Academy in Florida. And it's sort of a partnership with the NFL, the IMG Academy. And that's where he goes to begin his crash course of learning how to play football. And he's starting from square one, like even beyond. His offensive line coach, Paul Dunn, who was down there, describes it.
He basically was starting out like a second grader, you know?
Right.
That's pretty much how we got him.
The first day he's asked, like, who his favorite football team is, football player, he can't name anybody. Like, if pushed, he can maybe think of Michael Orr because he's seen The Blind Side. You know, he's never put on a football helmet before. So the first day he puts on a helmet, him and another player who had never played football before, Christian Scotland Williamson, who was a rugby player from England, they are going through, like, what Paul Dunn thinks is a very easy, like, 5-minute drill, something that he's done to open practice throughout his career. And because these guys have no idea what they're doing, it takes like 30 minutes. They're baking in the hot Florida sun. He's like, oh, I think I should probably give these guys a water break, a Gatorade break. And he sees them like each get a cup and just like from across the field, they're just looking at each other puzzlingly, like what's going on?
I'm thinking, what are they doing? You know, why aren't they drinking? They didn't realize, first off, how to put a helmet on. So they surely didn't realize how to take it off. And they tried to drink the Gatorade through their mask.
They just dump the Gatorade on their faces because they've never taken off a football helmet before. So one guy comes running across like, mates, that's not what you do. So that's the level that we're talking about.
So how does Mailata go from a guy who's barely played American football, doesn't know anything about the NFL, to getting drafted that year?
It's crazy, and nothing has ever happened like this before. One player from the International Pathway Program had ever been drafted before, and he was a wide receiver from Germany named Moritz Boehringer, and he had played football in Germany. Mailata had, you know, obviously done nothing. And over the course of these 4 months, his body gets in much better shape. He's obviously learning a little bit about the game. He's also very young, which I think is a thing that is not talked about him a lot as a prospect. You know, most of the other international players were a little bit older. Jordan at this point is, he just turned 21. But he's at the International Pro Day, and it's clear that he's the best athlete. That leads to an individual workout as an offensive lineman for him. And later, that is where the Eagles send their offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland, and he's the one who runs the workout, and he tests Mailata. And Mailata looks back on that and says, Stoutland really, like, you know, he really gave me shit, but it was worth it. So it was clear from that point on that this was an interesting guy. And because it's left tackle, everybody wants a left tackle. So the Eagles trade up to get him in the seventh round, and he gets the call from Howie Roseman, the Eagles general manager.
Hello, Jordan speaking.
Jordan.
Howie, how's it going?
I'm doing great, man. We just traded up to get you in the seventh round. We're picking you right now. You're an Eagle, bro.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
He's in tears. It's unbelievable. And he's at the draft, so he gets to take this call in the green room. He FaceTimes his family back in Australia. You know, the Eagles had 5 picks this year, so they did not have a lot of picks. And they're taking this Australian rugby player in the seventh round. It was crazy, but like a swing worth taking. Left tackle is, you know, one of the most important positions in football. The Eagles have this franchise quarterback to protect. Why not, in the seventh round, take a shot?
Life can be complicated, especially right now. And like a lot of people, I know that my family and friends are looking for ways to make our life a little simpler. For us, we started in the kitchen, and that's where Freshly comes in. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. You can also put your feet up and relax. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you need to do is heat the food for 3 minutes, and dinner is done. Imagine better-for-you golden oven-fried chicken, creamy springtime risotto, and fall-apart tender beef brisket. Those are just a few of the 30-plus health-conscious options to choose from. And my personal favorite is the super pesto and sausage penne. Join almost 1.5 million satisfied customers and skip the shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off for their first 2 orders at freshly.com/lead. That's freshly.com/lead.
We've all probably been in that situation where it seems like you're going through countless rolls of toilet paper. And with that in mind, it's hard to believe that when we go to the bathroom in this country, most of us wipe instead of wash. The reality is bidets have been available, but hideously expensive, costing thousands of dollars. Well, the Hello Tushy bidet cleans your butt with a precise stream of fresh water for just $79. It attaches to your existing toilet, requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So the Hello Tushy bidet pays for itself in a few months. Because with Hello Tushy, you don't wipe at all. Ditch paper products and uncomfortable chafing when you switch to the soothing stream of water from a Hello Tushy bidet attachment. I got a chance to try one out, and it is indeed a game changer. Every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. Go to hellotushy.com/lead to get 10% off. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/lead for 10% off. That's hellotushy.com/lead.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15, discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
So, Bo, after a couple of years of trying to get on the field for the Eagles, Jordan Mailata has finally gotten his shot this year. How has he looked for Philadelphia so far?
This is a 2-4-1 team. This is a bad team. Like, really underperforming. Eagles fans are mad whether they're in first place or not. But Mailata has been one of two real bright spots for the team the entire season. Him and this, you know, unheralded receiver, Travis Fulgham, who's come out of nowhere. But Mailata, it's been 4 games now, And, you know, he's had his ups and downs. There have been times, I guess his most recent game against the Giants was not his best game. But when he makes contact with the defensive lineman has no chance. Like, Mailata will swallow them up. He looks the part. He's so athletic. And there's a very good chance that Jordan Mailata is the Eagles' left tackle of the future.
There have been a number of Australian rugby players to make the leap to the NFL. Most of those careers, frankly, haven't lasted very long. Does this feel different in the case of Jordan Mailata?
I think it does. And, you know, it's funny because there are three Australians on the Eagles team. Their punter, Cameron Johnston, and then they have an international pathway program player now themselves who's on the practice squad. But Mailata, there is no precedent for a player having played no football at all now being a starting left tackle. It's really fascinating.
Jordan Mailata has made this really remarkable rise. What has he had to say about all of this?
He doesn't want to be the ex-rugby player anymore. He wants to be judged as a left tackle. And he says if he makes a mistake, he wants it to be because he made a mistake, not because, you know, this guy's still learning. But it is crazy just to think that not even 3 years ago, he had never put on a helmet. He had never really played football before. 3 years before that, he was in a hospital bed thinking he was never going to play sports again.
A lot can happen in 2 to 3 years, let alone five. It's crazy. I was not, but trust me, when I was 17, I was not thinking about this. Was like nowhere near where I wanted to go.
Sure.
When you look back at how I got here, you're like, how did he get here? Pardon my language. But you're always like, how did he get here?
And finally, Bo, Mailata and the Eagles are 2-4-1. Because this is the NFC East, they're in first place heading into a big matchup against the Cowboys on Sunday night. Do you think the Eagles still have the potential to become a winning football team over the second half of this season?
Well, it depends on what we define as winning. Like, I don't think they have the potential to have a winning record, but I think there's a good chance that 6-9-1 wins this division. So right now, I think the Eagles are the front runners in the division because they're the one team that has a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, it has been an unbelievably disappointing season for the Eagles, but there's definitely a good chance that they're going to be hosting a playoff game.
Bo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read Bo Wolf's story about Jordan Mailata and listen to his podcast, Birds with Friends, at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.